Welcome to Syndicated News. Today we have the joy of having Manolo Garcia Oliva. He's going to join us and talk to us about the Spanish Actors Programs in New York City. It's the Hispanic organization of Latin actors.
Oh, buenas tardes. Good afternoon, Rudy.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to all the people who are connected with this program. It's a joy to be with all of you, and I really love it. I really love the invitation, Rudy.
Thank you. We appreciate your coming. I mean, you spent more than 2 decades at Telemundo and then Channel 47 in New Jersey and New York, Spanish television, Telemundo, and my word, what else? Televisa, everything.
Yeah, you've been everywhere.
Yeah.
It was 33 years and a half.
What a career.
In the business and in journalism and also in Channel 47, who was an important but a very small independent station in New Jersey. And then I went to Univision for 6 years and then came back and retired from Telemundo Channel 47 NBC. And here I am doing things for Ola.
Fantastic. And we wanted to ask you also, what are the programs that you're doing at Ola right now? I understand you're in the middle of a very serious...
Yeah. I would like to talk first about why I got involved with Ola.
Basically, okay, let's do that.
Basically, it was because I belong to the public relations department. I head the public relations department and community affairs, and Ola was always in la mira. I was always watching Ola since it was founded in 1975 because I have friends at that time that created Ola, founded, like Miss Ilka Tania Payan, who is in heaven with the angels, and Raul Julia. And he was a companion at the station. And then I went ahead to belong to the board. But it was not until 11 years ago that after I retired from Telemundo that I took a more active part in this. It was very beautiful and was very el reto that we all have to make this better with all the colleagues that are were here, like Manny Alfaro, the late Francisco Rivela, A.B. Lugo, Blanca Vázquez, all these people, and Gonzalo Armendariz. We are like a team. The only thing is that I belong to a different part of the team because I work in television and I have another acknowledgement of the business. Here is actors there. They were, for me, were executives, actors, singers, performers, because these stations were very big and they have a lot of power. So here I am, and you asked me about what is our next venue. We have two. We are doing fundraising on June 24th at 7 p.m. at Repertorio Español, 138 East 27th Street, with a performance of a Colombian humorist and actor that all the proceeds from that particular performance will come to Ola.
Excellent.
Tickets are only $35, so it's not so much money. We will have a gathering of people we know, of people we love, and actors who, you know, actors love to mingle. Actors.
Where are the tickets for sale? Can they get tickets at the Elo Orga?
Yeah, you can get the tickets at our site.
Is www.hello.
Yeah, for the show. Oh, they can call. I'm sorry. I'm being corrected. They can call to 212-253-1015.
That's 212-253-1015. 1015.
Yes, it's the 24th at 7 p.m. We're doing fine. It's that we're trying to do a matching grant. Somebody offer us $10,000 if we collect $10,000. We are almost in 8,500. We need $1,500 from now until the 23rd.
Have you had any activity from Florida at all? Anybody involved in Florida?
I don't know, because I just came into the office, but I will make the question loud so if they can do with the head yes or no. Do we have any activity from Florida? No, but it's
how
money.
How wonderful.
Money.
And now we have Manolo.
Yes.
Your friend Susana joined us.
Hi, Manolete.
¿Quién es?
Susana Ríos Moore. ¿Cómo tú estás?
Baby, yo te llamé. Yo te llamé.
Ay, no.
Yo te llamé y tu teléfono de tu casa sigue siendo el mismo.
Manolo. You're on the air. It's
I'm
an English
sorry.
Audience.
Okay, sorry.
But keep there.
No, I just wanted to say hi and say that Manolo is an institution of culture in this area. He's been in every single good event in this area of the country, and I'm really glad to hear from him and you having him there.
Gracias, Susie.
I love you.
And Susan, for those of you who do not know, is calling from Telemundo in New Jersey. Is that correct?
Yeah.
I direct the creative services department in here in Telemundo 47, and almost everything I know because I met Manolo long ago here, and he helped me so much from the very beginning. He's amazing. I mean, talking about
you hear that? Do you hear that, audience?
Yes.
It's who you know. Don't burn any bridges. Everyone you know on the way up can help you expand your career.
Yeah. It's totally true.
I'm going to call
you. She met him years ago, and the both of them have flourished in media.
Susie, I'm going to call you, and I'm going to sell you a ticket.
Okay, good.
No, Susie, make a pledge right now to buy it.
No. We talk. We talk later.
And maybe Telemundo will have some mercy and buy a
table. I already sold Telemundo last Thursday.
Oh, he's done.
Yeah. Telemundo is almost always there.
Oh, that's
it's
wonderful.
A great event, actually. It's a great event. I've been there a few times, and it's a great event. Very nice.
Susan,
event.
Is it a formal where you wear an evening gown? Is it totally decked
out? No, the one on the 24th is okay. It's a normal one. It's summery. But the one on the 18th of October, we have all the spirits of the big actors and the big names in theater there because their oil paintings are there. So Katharine Hepburn, John Barrymore, James Cagney, Helen Hayes, all are with us. The spirit is with us that evening. And
that's
it's a
lovely.
Very charming area, a charming place. It's
Susana, could you give us some anecdotes about your history with Manolo, what you remember at work, some wonderful thing that he might not tell us, but that shows the type of work he does?
I don't know. You caught me there because there's so many. I mean, I met him from
just
the very
one.
Beginning. I remember meeting him, and I used to work in the movies in Cuba, in Icaica, and he met me. He saw me somewhere, and he looked at me, and he said, "Are you Susana from Icaica?" And I said, "Yeah." And from then on, until now, he's been, like, really my guide. And who doesn't know Manolo? Manolo is really, like, again, every culture event in this city, Manolo is part of it. He's created so many things, ASE Awards, OLA, everything that is important about Latin culture in this place, Manolo has to do with it. What can I tell you? He's really... like the main guy in all this.
Wow.
And it's true. It's not just because he's my friend. That's the truth. Anybody you will ask him would say the same because it's true.
I have two anecdotes, at least three. One was after a period of adjustment between Susana and I when I came back to Telemundo because I knew her while I was in Univision, but when I came back to Telemundo, during the period of adjustment in Teterboro, that was crazy, a crazy afternoon. I usually went there twice a week with our boss, Ramon Pineda. And I don't know what happened. Something. It was a madhouse and she was nuts. And she was walking through the aisles in the offices. And I asked her something. And she looked at me like looking through me without... I said, "I don't know that guy." And she said something very dry. And I said, "My God, you are an hysteric woman." And she talked to me and she turned to me and she said, "Yes, I am."
Yeah, and after that, we
and
both
after that,
cried together.
We put our things together out and that's it. It was no harsh problems between us. and
during
the Puerto Rican Day Parade, while a friend of mine was recently operated of cancer, I was taking care of him, I was taking care of two guests, and I was trying to be polite to my colleagues during that long afternoon in June, and all of a sudden she was like in bingo, erupting, like because something happened with the production, and he said, here she comes again, but she's not hysteric today, she's in command. Anyhow,
is that how you remember it, Susan?
Yes, but there were so many.
It
was a long time, and again, very, very close relationship, and I really admire him a lot.
Yeah.
And he knows, you know that.
Yeah, and then we love.
That's lovely.
We didn't know from each other for a few months, I would say, and she called the other day while I was in Mexico, and bingo, I returned the call. I said, she's not going to answer, but anyhow, let's see if she gets, and thank you again for calling now.
Thank you, Susana. That was darling.
I think you did the great thing bringing Manolo, because, again, he's the one, and I'm glad to be able to say something about him.
Thank you, Susan.
Actually, it wasn't my idea, Susan. It was Manny Alfaro's idea. He said, you've got to talk to Manolo. You've got to.
Very good idea. He knows what he's saying.
And another thing is I want to remember is final, she did something like a story on myself the day of my retirement on December 17th, 2003 at Victor's Cafe. She did a magnificent copy of a CD with all my highlights. And
I have it. I still have it.
And I still have the copy too. I will call you.
Yeah,
my call, please. Just tell me if your phone number at home is the same.
Sí, pero you have it wrong. I'll call you.
Okay.
You guys will talk on the phone later, and she'll give you all that.
Yeah, okay.
And you'll swap numbers.
Okay.
Not on the air.
I know.
Okay, a kiss.
Thank you, Susana.
To Luisito, to my ahijado, okay?
Oh, yeah, that's true. He's the godfather of my son. I forgot.
Oh, my God.
I'm not religious, that's why, but he is very. And so, yeah.
Okay.
Love you both.
Thank you
for the opportunity.
Thank you, Susan. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
That was Susan
Rios Moore
from Telemundo.
Yeah, from Telemundo 47 NBC Universal.
Channel 47.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Well, let's see what
Was that a nice surprise?
A very nice surprise. A very, very dear and nice surprise.
Anyway, I wanted to talk to you about some other wonderful stuff. I wanted to ask you about, now we've got Hola, it's established, and I wanted to ask you, you said you have a gala coming up. Tell us about that gala.
It's a performance, a Repertorio Español. It's not exactly a gala. It's a fundraising event that an organization offered us $10,000 as a matching grant if we collected $10,000 more.
Certainly.
As I told you, we are in $8,500 already, and we need to be a week from now in the 10,000 to qualify.
Mm-hmm.
I think it will happen, but we need the help of everybody who listens to that. The tickets are not very expensive, are $35, and we will have a beautiful evening. We will have a delicious summery evening at Repertorio. Where is Repertorio Español? I repeat, 138 East 27th Street. It's the Gramercy Arts Theater. And for tickets, you have to call here at Ola. You can talk to Manny Alfaro. You can talk to A.B. Lugo. You can talk to Blanca Vasquez. And the telephone is 212-253-1015. About the other Ola event, that's our annual gala. Will be the 11th.
Tell us about that.
The 11th annual gala will be at the Players Club at 16 Gramercy Park South. Usually it starts at 6:30, and we present our outstanding awards for the year, and they are not competitive. What is different and beautiful of that, if there are three performances well enough to be highlighted, we give three awards. It's not a race like Rita Moreno did in our very first OLA Awards. Said, I love this because you are not competing. We are not horses. And then she started to talk about her beautiful shoes. She was charming, and that's what makes us different, that we are not competitive. And it's like an event for our actors to mingle, to get together, to have a good time. And then we have people from abroad. We have outstanding. We are planning to have a big name, but we cannot say it yet because it's not confirmed. But we have in the past Antonio Banderas, Alfred Molina, Mercedes Ruel, Rita Moreno, Sarita Montiel, Alfonso Cuarón, John Leguizamo, you name it. We have a lot of names, prominent names, besides the prominent local names, because is what will make our gala is the local talent that we have here. Oh, last year we have the kid, one of the kids from Billy Elliot, also.
Yeah.
And it's, as I told you, it's a very elegant and charming event. It's tapas. It's not a sit-down dinner. It's tapas, and then we go for a couple of musical numbers, and then who will do that? Well, we all do it, but the one in charge of the script and the put everything together is A.B. Lugo, our executive assistant director, and Mr. Manny Alfaro, who happens to be our boss, our lovely and dear boss. we have a good relationship. I know him for many years. Really, I really respect him and like him, and we are all liked. We have our different ideas, but we are elbow with elbow for that particular event.
Well, one of the programs I've noticed in your website are the OLA-sponsored workshops.
Yeah.
For instance, you have a computer class, computers and the actor.
Yeah.
You're also portraying playwriting for young audiences.
Yes,
and I
that.
Found the actor's workshop with Alberto Vázquez.
Yeah. And there's another one, another person very vital to us is Manuel Herrera, who happens to do all the things that we do here. For the actors, Manuel Herrera is in command of particular classes.
And that's all sponsored by OLA.
That's
so
all
that the actors can have
yes,
all. That's
yes,
wonderful.
Yes, it's all sponsored by us. So I don't know what we else can talk.
I wanted to mention again that OLA, the Hispanic Organization of Latin Actors, is handling a fundraiser. They have a wonderful matching grant, and we're
yes,
trying to help
yes.
them meet that number. And
yeah,
you can do that by buying tickets. And
yeah,
giving donations.
Yeah, we need to buy tickets because the people.
OLA, Hispanic Organization of Latin Actors,
is
a 501c3. It's an arts organization. It's a not-for-profit. So
yes.
It's tax-deductible. And the phone number, direct phone number, is 212-253-1015. That's 212-253-1015. And one of the things that fascinated me about the website is the photo gallery.
It's
every
very
Hispanic
nice, right?
Actor that's registered there,
yeah,
it's actually very, got direct phone numbers.
Yeah, yeah. That's the work of AB and Manny. They put that everything together, the replacements, the new audience, who will cancel. We don't have too many. Even that we're in the period of crisis, we didn't have too many cancellations. We are at our membership is. Well above normal, a little well above normal. And
I wanted to ask you about on your arrival here to the United States from Cuba.
Oh,
what business
yes.
did you go to? What did you start working on when you arrived?
When I arrived, I was a third-class pick-up tomato guy. I pick up tomatoes for $8 an hour. And I clean shrimps at the Americana Hotel in Miami Beach.
Are you listening, audience? Are you listening to that?
Yeah, I just burned my hands because my colleagues, mi compañeros en la cocina, didn't tell me that when you have to hold the plates, you have to put your hands in an ice bucket.
Mm-hmm.
And my hands went direct to the plates coming from the washing machine. I mean, the machine that the plates,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I broke like 20. That was my debut at the Americana.
You broke 20.
Then I was transferred to peeling the shrimp, and after I collected like the amount of money that I needed for the tickets for my mother and my grandmother to come in from Cuba, I quit that job. I went back to clean schools. It was easier to clean the schools. And then I came back here, and it wasn't so bad. I was a coffee boy. I trust coffee company on Park Avenue, in one of the sótanos in Park Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And then I served different offices through the years, and then it was very bad pay, $45 a week, 1962. And I said, no way, let me go to Massachusetts with my family, save some money, and came back. After that, in January 63, I show up being an assistant decorator at Beolman & Company.
That's so varied. How did you wind up in decorating?
You have to fill applications all over. My roommates at that time sent me there, said, let's go, there are openings. And that was
wonderful.
That store was full of Cuban at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I went to Spain. Then I came back. I was a typist clerk. Then went to Spain again for 6 months. Came back. And then on July 3rd, 1970,
mm-hmm.
bingo, my roommate said, there's an opening at El Tiempo newspaper on 14th Street, and they want somebody to sell classified ads. And there was.
Really? Is that you did that? You sold classified ads?
Yes. After that, I went I was the traffic manager for the newspaper, and for almost 2.5 years, I stayed there until I was called from Channel 47. Also, my roommate said they are looking for you, and I got a position in the traffic department. And thanks to a guy, a prominent guy on Spanish television, a guy bigger that gave
me... Tell us who he is.
I'm going to tell you, because I have to tell you before everything that
I... Oh, you have to prep us. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
He gave me all the opportunities in life.
Yes.
And I was overwhelmed. He believed in what I was doing, and it was Mr. Carlos Barba. Carlos Barba is a prominent figure of Spanish television.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever he is, I think he lives in Florida. We haven't been in touch for quite a time, but I have it in my heart, in my mind, and in the book I'm writing.
Is his name Barba or Barbas?
Barba. Carlos Barba. He was a very... very good-looking, handsome, young actor in Cuba. He came. He went to Venezuela, became a prominent guy in television there.
Is he the same fellow that wound up in Venevision International?
No, I think he worked for Radio Caracas or Venevision also, because he had both connections. And we, during the first period of...
sí, yo creo que es él. I think it's him.
What?
He's producing novelas.
He distributes novelas. I don't know if he produced it. Probably he produced some programs in Venezuela, but that I didn't know, because we got together when he became the general manager of Channel 47 in 1972, I think, in that time.
Yeah, he was a senior programmer at Telemundo.
Yes, and until 1980-something, we worked together.
Well, he's in Miami.
I traveled with him. He gave me all the opportunities for another organization that I belong, which is the ACE, the Asociación de Cronistas de Espectáculos de Nueva York. We did 3 live programs, ceremonies there, and he gave me all the opportunities, and I met everybody, every single body, because of him.
Quoted in all business. It's Dun & Bradstreet company.
I take advantage of the opportunity that he was giving me. I just did what I have to do, but he always believed in me. And he
gave you a leg up.
Yes, always.
He's quoted in all business. It's a Dun & Bradstreet company. He's quoted as saying about television and movies. He says, if you don't have a love story, you don't have an audience.
Yeah, and in these 33 years and a half, I have bosses that I will never forget, and my general managers, like Jesus Picatoste of a weekly magazine from Spain, ABC. He was very charming. Carlos Navedo connected me also with that magazine. And then, since then, Carlos Barba, Don Parsons, Enrique Perez, my dear friend and brother, Ramon Pineda, Don Parsons, the late, I don't recall the name now because he's dead, and he was very charming with me. But all my general managers were great with me. And I guess Manuel Martinez Llorian, Luis Roldan, they were incredible guys who I grew up with them. And we were, besides boss and employee, we were mates, we were friends, we were colleagues.
And I wanted to ask you, Manolo, about the New York Latino community. How is it enriched by Hola? Are all the members from the local? Do you have Hola members that are coming in from other places other than New York?
Yes, we have members from Hola, from Florida, from California. We have few in California, also Chicago too. So
Hola is based in New York, but the actor need not be.
Yeah.
The actor can be from anywhere.
Yeah, you can be from any place.
Okay, and is Hola affecting New York theater specifically? Influencing New York theater? Are New York theater productions using Hola?
Well, yes, basically.
Excellent.
Yeah, basically, yes, and the commercials, we do referrals, a lot of referrals for commercials and, you know.
Radio work and audio voice and things like, you know, voiceovers.
Yeah, voiceovers and everything, yes.
In English and Spanish?
Yes.
Excellent. And what about the advertising world? What kind of work are you doing with the advertising world? And the reason I'm asking is specific. About 2 years ago, we interviewed Manny Alfaro. It was August of 2008. And we just did a track to see our server, to see who actually did searches on the Internet, what part of the world they came from, and wound up on his segment. Which, by the way, this is 2 years later, and they're still downloading that interview. And I listened to it this morning because I was just a review because I was going to talk to you today at 3.
Yeah.
And I couldn't believe how rich and well-versed he was. He had so much information.
Yeah.
And my goodness.
He's like a Bible, an encyclopedia.
A walking encyclopedia.
Yeah, he's like that. You see, I'm here in the office at this very moment, and he's like, connected with the computer, probably he's, instead of being sitting, I think I see him going like Super Raton, you know, when they put the cartoons of Super Raton that he's flying.
He looks
like he's floating horizontally with the computer. So
because I noticed that it lots of promotions and, you know, people in movies and people in theater and production houses that were looking for Manny Alfaro specifically or looking for Hola specifically. And these are big production houses. For instance, you know, I saw Kiefer Sutherland's production group was looking, you know, for Hola. And then there was Sony and there was Warner Brothers and Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. I didn't even know that they had production, and apparently they do.
Yeah.
Lifetime Television, NBC, and they were looking for Spanish actors, Spanish singers, Manny Alfaro, telenovela actors, bit players. I'm just reading to you the words that they used when searching. They wound up in Manny Alfaro's segment. And what we do is we keep track of, not that they showed up. We don't care about that. If they showed up, they showed up. That's nice.
Yeah.
What we do keep track of is who's actually listening to the segment and or downloading it. And the ones that I sent to him, I only sent him what was on page one, because I'm not going to sit there for hours and hours and you know, copy-paste all that stuff. But that was just page one, and the caliber of people that were looking for your services was the people are formidable. They were people involved in serious work. Even Danny Glover's group was looking, and some group from Queens, New York, that's doing a lot of sitcoms. I don't even know, but I'm sure you know which one it is. It's some Queens group, and it kept coming back to the mail system in that it's a repertory in the Chile, Santiago, Chile. Caracas, Venezuela, grupo de artistas in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Paraguay, Uruguay.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. It's just so many groups.
It's that the people who visited now during this time of the year is when the theater festival are done here. And so most of that companies from countries come here to New York, and they are connected one way or the other with OLA and with the local theaters here in the city. So,
I see that.
Yeah.
So I would say you were involved in not just helping train Hispanic actors, but getting them employed.
Yeah,
it looks like you're the conduit.
Yes. That also, yes.
Because I see now that a company that's pretty well known now, the Law and Order, I mean, they are calling you guys all the time.
Yeah.
And you're not just placing actors in maids and chauffeur roles. You're placing actors as judges and police officers and attorneys.
Rudy, that times are gone.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, that times are gone.
That is wonderful. The stereotypical response to getting a Hispanic actor.
Yeah.
I was telling Manny in that last interview, and I still feel the same today, I was very upset when I saw Death in the Maiden was featuring Sigourney Weaver. And
yes.
I thought, can't we find a Hispanic actress that could pull that role together?
Yeah.
And then I saw the movie called Cuba with Robert Redford.
Yeah.
And they cast Lena Olin. And I was just so disappointed. In all of Cuba and all of Florida, they couldn't find a Hispanic actress. They had to cast Lena Olin.
Yeah.
It was such a disappointment for me. And Manny shared with us the story about how, on theater, you can't fight theater. And very notable actresses are looking for a part. One was pregnant, so finally a Hispanic actress got to play the role. And that was wonderful, but it was an unfortunate way to do it.
Yeah. Well, Ruby, I think I have to go.
You have been wonderful. It's been a
pleasure. I don't want
to
be rude, but I think I have to go because my boss is looking at me with penetrating eyes, saying that you have to work. But anyhow, it's been a pleasure. I will call you back today before I leave the office.
Okay.
To get the site.
And get all the details, and so that you can download a copy of the segment.
Okay.
We will edit. We'll edit out any errors or any dead space or anything like that. Don't worry. It'll be done in about an hour. But it'll be. You know, you can download it now. For those of you who are not listening to it live, you can listen to it later.
Okay.
But you can also download it through iTunes.
Yeah.
SyndicatedNews.net is available through iTunes. Today we have interviewed Manolo Garcia Oliva, president of the board of the Hispanic Organization of Latin Actors. Thank you, Manolo.
Thank you to
you. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.